This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Egyptian authorities on Saturday released Mahmoud Hussein, an Egyptian journalist working for Qatar's Al Jazeera television network, who had been held in pre-trial detention for more than 4 years. Hussein was detained in December of 2016 after arriving in Cairo from Doha for a vacation. He was held on charges of spreading false news, joining a banned group, and receiving foreign funds. Hussein was released after Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt agreed in January to restore diplomatic, trade, and travel ties with Qatar. Those ties were severed in 2017 over allegations that Qatar supported terrorism, a charge that Doha denies. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets across Myanmar on Saturday to denounce this week's military coup, and the government moved to cut off the country's internet after blocking major social media platforms. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
The Myanmar military shut down the internet in the country on Saturday as thousands of people protested in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon. It was the biggest street demonstration seen yet since this week's coup. As the protests swelled, witnesses reported a shutdown of mobile data services and Wi-Fi. Earlier, the military ordered mobile operators and internet providers to block access to Twitter and Instagram. A temporary ban had already been put on Facebook, which counts half of the country's 54 million population as users. Before the shutdown, hashtag Save Myanmar and hashtag Respect Our Votes were trending, and many were using the platform to voice their opposition to the military coup.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. This is VOA News. At least three people were killed in two separate explosions in the Afghan capital city of Kabul on Saturday. The first explosion hit a store in the heart of the capital, causing it to collapse and kill at least two members of the minority Sikh community, according to Afghan police officials. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the blast, but the Islamic State group has targeted Sikhs and other minority communities in Afghanistan. In Saturday's second blast, police said a sticky bomb was attached to a police car and went off in northern Kabul, killing a police officer. Tensions in Afghanistan are high amid a string of targeted killings. Some are claimed by the local Islamic State affiliate, but many go unclaimed. The government blames them on the Taliban, who have denied responsibility for the attacks. Supporters of India's protesting farmers demonstrated on Saturday to demand the repeal of new agricultural laws that have led to months of massive protests. Protesters carried flags in support of farmers who earlier Saturday blockaded several highways for several hours. Authorities deployed thousands of security forces, mainly outside India's capital, where farmers have camped at three main sites for 2 months. The farmers have said they won't leave until the government rolls back the laws. Several rounds of talks between farmers and the government have failed to produce any breakthroughs. Poorer countries are working to secure their own COVID-19 vaccines instead of waiting for them to be delivered by the UN and other organizations. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
In previous disease outbreaks, less wealthy countries generally waited for vaccines to be delivered. But countries including Serbia, Bangladesh, and Mexico have begun vaccinating citizens through donations or commercial deals. This approach could leave even fewer vaccines for the program known as COVAX, since rich countries have already snapped up the majority of this year's supply. Some experts warn that these new deals could move COVAX further to the back of the line of receiving vaccines, especially if some countries are willing to pay a premium for speed. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The first delivery of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines arrived in Italy on Saturday. Italy's Ministry of Defense said that 249,600 doses of the vaccine. The ministry said that the doses will be distributed to the country's regions by the army in the coming days. The arrival comes amid disappointment that Italy, one of the country's hardest hit by the pandemic, did not receive as many doses as originally promised. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.